The Jonesboro Regional Chamber of Commerce has announced the creation of a committee that serves Latino businesses and the Latino population in Jonesboro. Latino Business Committee Chairman Alex Lorenzana.
This committee was created to help and support the Latino businesses in our area. Every year we lose from 3 to 5 Latino businesses just because they didn't have all the tools that are necessary to stay in business. So we want to be able to reach to these people and give them the tools for this, for their success.
The idea for forming a Latino business committee started about 6 months ago, and Lorenzana says today there are about 12 to 15 members on the committee. He hopes to see more people join the committee.
We're inviting Latino businesses, but we're also inviting companies that hire Latinos. Our success is not just on inviting the Latino businesses, but inviting everybody that wants to make a change and wants to make a stronger community. When we express about the Latino community in Jonesboro, we don't want to express, when you talk about, we talk about businesses, we don't want to express about them as the Latino community. They're part of our community. And as a business, they encourage our community like everyone else. So we want them to be part and not feel left out. And that's one of the purposes of this committee, to make them part of this community.
And also he tells about the different challenges Latino businesses can face today.
One of our challenges is a lot of the Latino business owners that moved to the United States, they didn't have much education on their countries. That's one of the reasons why they moved here. So they lack on finance knowledge, and they also lack on marketing strategy knowledge. So we want to provide them and educate them, how to do their marketing, how to do their finances, because that's one of the big problems. That's why a lot of the businesses fail. Mm-hmm. And I guess one of our challenges with that is that getting everybody to come and join us, I guess, will be, our biggest challenge, because not everybody will be just wanting to sit down and learn. But we want to be able to, be attractive enough for them to come and sit down with us and learn all this.
And also he tells about how many Latinos are in Jonesboro and the surrounding area.
In the Jonesboro area, we have over 20,000 Latinos, which does a lot. And we also have counted like around 70 businesses, which does a lot. And that's not counting construction and cleaning companies, which that would increase probably twice as much the amount of businesses that we have. It's very important that we educate this community on, different levels of business, because they're a big part of our economy.
And he also says Jonesboro continues to grow, and with that, more Latinos are moving into the area.
And Jonesboro is constantly growing, especially right now. We're getting new construction sites, so that's bringing a lot more, people to move to Jonesboro. Arkansas has the second growing Latino population in the United States. That doesn't mean that we have more Latinos in this area, but we're growing faster than other states. So we have to be able to have programs to benefit these new people, these new businesses that are moving to Jonesboro.
And that's Alex Lorenzana, who says he's received a lot of support from city officials and the Jonesboro Chamber of Commerce for the committee. Lorenzana hopes to eventually have as many as 30 members on the committee and believes the committee could bring the community together. The committee is expected to host numerous events over the next year, including a Latino Business Expo that's planned for next year.